Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. The coronavirus made for scaled back and subdued Christmas observances around the globe. Pope Francis celebrated a low-key Christmas Eve Mass Thursday to a small congregation at St. Peter's Basilica to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew, with attendees wearing masks. Mass had fewer than 100 worshipers, not the usual thousands that attend the annual service. In Bethlehem, dozens of residents and a small entourage of religious officials attended Christmas midnight mass early Friday. It was subdued Christmas mass as the global coronavirus pandemic and a strict lockdown put a damper on the normally joyous celebration in the traditional birthplace of Jesus. Celebrations in Europe were called off or scaled back as the number of infections rise across the continent, and a new variant of the virus in Britain is believed to be more contagious has been detected. Americans waiting for the coronavirus relief payments will have to wait longer after Republicans on Thursday blocked an effort to amend the pandemic relief package to more than triple direct payments to Americans, something demanded by President Donald Trump. Early this week, lawmakers approved the $900 billion coronavirus relief package, which includes a one-time payment of $600 to most taxpayers. But Trump dropped the bombshell on the celebrations this week, hinting he might veto the bill unless the amount was increased to $2,000. Democrats, who have been pushing for months to increase pandemic support, cheered Trump's statement, but his fellow Republicans refused to agree to the change. President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, released a video of Christmas and New Year's greetings on Twitter, with the president hailing the COVID vaccine as a Christmas miracle. Via remote, this is VOA News. Britain and the European Union struck a trade deal Thursday after months of intense negotiation, allowed them to soften the economic shock of Brexit. When the United Kingdom leaves the EU single market at the new year, it will not now face tariffs on cross-channel commerce, despite breaking off a half-century close partnership. Now comes the race to approve and ratify the deal before Britain leaves the EU's economic structures on January 1st. The British and European parliaments both must hold votes to ratify the agreement. The EU Commission president said the 440 million Europeans remaining in the 27-nation union to put the drama of the 4 years since Britain's Brexit referendum behind them and look forward to the future. Mexico became the first Latin American country Thursday to launch a COVID-19 vaccination initiative, offering hope to a nation that has lost more than 120,000 people to the pandemic. Officials said Chile will immediately start inoculations of healthcare workers after receiving its first shipment of its 10 million dose order of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine Thursday. The United States is about to complete its second week of vaccinations with about 1 million inoculations so far, many among the healthcare workers and elderly residents of nursing homes. Syria is accusing Israel of waging a rocket attack on Christmas Eve night, with residents reported seeing missiles in the skies over Beirut. The Syrian Ministry of Defense issued a statement saying Israel launched an aggression by directing a barrage of rockets from the north of the Lebanese city of Tripoli. It said Syrian air defense confronted the enemy missiles and intercepted most of them. It's unclear if there were any casualties. There was no immediate word from Israel on Friday's flights and alleged attacks on Syria. Former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is set on Friday to correct statements he made in Parliament related to political funding scandal, that has also cast a pall over the current premier. Abe apologized on Thursday for repeated false denials that his political funding group had subsidized cherry blossom viewing parties for supporters and possible violation of the country's strict political funding laws. As always, for details, for much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app, via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.